So, brothers and sisters, I want to spend a few minutes talking about the role of humanity in salvation history. More specifically, I want to talk about our role in salvation history. Now, salvation history is the looking back and the recognizing of all the things that God has done since the original sin in the Garden of Eden was committed to try to restore our relationship with Him. And without a doubt, God the Father sending Jesus into the world is the most significant thing that God did in salvation history. But the question I'm not asking is, what is God's role in salvation history? I'm asking, what is humanity's role in that history? Or to make it a little more personal, what is our role in salvation history? Now, God's plan ultimately will succeed. It cannot fail, because God cannot fail. But the part of the plan that God has no control over is whether any one human being, including us, is going to choose to support that plan. Because support that plan calls for obedience. I mean, it was disobedience on the part of Adam and Eve that got humanity into trouble. And it must be obedience that gets humanity out of trouble. And we began with Abraham. And God asked Abraham to leave everything, family, home, and go to a land that God wanted him to go to. And as we heard in today's first reading, Abraham responded by saying yes. Now, we need to understand that often obedience to God's plan is going to require faith. But it's important to understand that God's requests are never arbitrary. He has a plan. And his requests are always guided by that plan. I mean, the book of Genesis tells us that God ultimately asked Abraham to sacrifice his son, Isaac. And Abraham responded to even that request in faith and said yes. And then over the next 2,000 years, God asked people like David and Solomon and the prophets and St. Joseph and St. Mary to obey him. And because of their faith and obedience to God's plan, salvation moved forward, reaching its climax in the ultimate obedience of Jesus Christ. Now, as important as that was to God's plan, salvation history did not end there. For another 2,000 years, through faith and obedience, apostles and saints and lots of other people who have been forgotten in human history obeyed God, and God's plan continued to move forward until we now find ourselves as Catholics and as members of St. Joseph Parish in the Diocese of Lansing. And we find ourselves in the same situation that Abraham was in. Each of us has some role to play in God's plan for salvation. Each of us is called by God to do something to move that plan forward. Now, it's easy to be tempted to say, well, gosh, I'm not an Abraham, or I'm not a St. Paul. I mean, my role in God's plan for salvation can't be all that important. You know, it can't be that critical, okay? But if you're thinking that, then you're wrong. Because what's important to the success of God's plan is not what you are called to. What's important is whether we will act in faith and obey that call. Now, we as a diocese are just beginning our 2026 Diocesan Services Appeal. And the theme this year is, what we give is what we have from the Lord. And the DSA is part of God's plan for salvation. I mean, it's a call for our diocese to let people see God's love physically and emotionally and spiritually. And we can choose to say no to that call. I mean, our freedom is very real. God will not force love. However, supporting the DSA really is an opportunity to make our world less broken, moving us closer to where God ultimately wants us to be, eternally in communion with Him, free of all pain, all sorrow, and all hardship. In the grand scheme of things, once the 2026 DSA is completed, it will be a very real part of salvation history. Now, I shared earlier that God's plans cannot fail. The only question is whether we will act in faith and support that plan because that is our role in salvation history.
My sisters and brothers in Christ, what we give is what we have from the Lord. These words from King David in the first book of Chronicles remind us that all we are and all that we have is a gift from our Lord. Every talent, all our material possessions, every dollar in our bank account, every thought, idea, and breath we take is a gift from God. These are not ours to cling to, but they are God's gifts entrusted to us for His purpose. In the end, everything belongs to God. Our diocesan services appeal is an occasion to direct our hearts toward the Lord and give of ourselves, a grateful response to God's providence. We are called to share our gifts freely out of love for God and for our neighbor, because all that we have has first been given to us out of love from our Lord. Your DSA gift helps the church to be the hands and feet of Jesus, giving care and support to those who need it most. Life Ministries arrange the care and support of mothers and children of unplanned pregnancies. Vocations are fostered through the support of marriage prep programs and seminary formation. Resources are provided to breathe life into active evangelization efforts in our parishes. And our Catholic Charities provide shelter, food, and basic needs to the hungry and homeless, and offer counseling to those suffering from addiction. The DSA supports all these and many more ministries that share the love of Jesus. DSA donations are vital to our ability to perform the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. Your DSA gifts are put to work right away to provide help and hope to families and individuals struggling and striving in our diocese this very year. Brothers and sisters, our diocesan services appeal offers an opportunity to live with open hands and hearts directed toward God, offering everything back to Him in love. By supporting our parishes and the many ministries of our wider Catholic Church through the DSA, we can truly learn to give of ourselves and be drawn deeper into our relationship with our Lord in service to one another. So, I ask you to join me in contributing to DSA this year. With your support, we will boldly carry out the work of the Church in the year ahead. Thank you. May God bless you for all that you do with and for one another.
Good morning. I'm Jeff Price and a member of our Parish Finance Council. My wife and I have been members of St. Joseph for the last 15 years. Today we begin our annual Diocese of Lansing service appeal. Here during Lent, we are given the opportunity to once again give alms to support the ministries and programs of our Catholic Church in mid-Michigan. This year's theme, What We Give is What We Have from the Lord, is an invitation and challenge to remember to give back in gratitude for our gifts and blessings, to give in love and sacrifice. Bishop Boyer just invited our participation and asked for our support. Now I ask you to make a gift or pledge. Last year our goal was $121,177, and we received gifts of $169,521 from 360 households. This year our goal was reduced to $118,548. Please remember, when we go over our goal, 50% of every dollar comes back to the parish.